I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. commander of international forces in Afghanistan thinks progress is being made there. General David Petraeus today delivered a mostly positive assessment of the war at the Royal United Services Institute in London.
No one should have any illusions about how difficult the fight will continue to be as we and our Afghan partners strive to bring peace to a nation that has suffered through more than 30 years of continuous war. Still, I believe that we now have the right strategy in place.
General Petraeus confirmed that part of that strategy involves allowing some Taliban leaders to hold talks with the Afghan government. He also said that major security gains had been made in Afghanistan in recent months and that the country had changed for the better over the last 9 years of war.
Since the Taliban fell, for example, school enrollment has jumped from less than 1 million to more than 6 million, and more than a third of those students are females.
And Petraeus noted that despite recurring violence, the Afghan capital, Kabul, has also changed for the better.
In 2001, there were reportedly less than 1 million people in the capital region. Today, there are more than 5 million, nearly one-sixth of the entire population of Afghanistan, living in relative security.
Michael Codner is director of military sciences at the Royal United Services Institute and attended today's talk by General Petraeus. Mr. Codner, was Petraeus' assessment realistic or a bit too rosy?
Well, I think his military assessment was pretty realistic. And he made the point, as we've just heard, that quite large parts of Afghanistan are relatively secure. The questions are more on the extent to which development has been taken forward and to what extent in the longer term the Afghan security forces really will be developed to a sufficiently high level to take over when the international forces at least draw down. I think leave is the wrong word because there will be some presence into the longer term.
And what was the general mood in the room as the general spoke about this upbeat kind of summary of what's going on in Afghanistan? Surprise?
No, I think in the United Kingdom we've heard from our own military that certainly in Helmand things have more recently started to improve quite substantially. But, of course, as General Petraeus himself said, this is no done deed. There's a long way to go here.
One of the other parts of the talk that caught our attention was when General Petraeus confirmed that NATO troops have been helping facilitate talks between the Afghan government and high-ranking members of the Taliban. What's changed in that respect? Because the last time Petraeus was speaking in London, he said the Taliban were not interested in talking.
He was quite specific in saying that this was not negotiations. This was the beginning of discussions. He's very clear in that respect. I think the wide view amongst analysts is that until there was some negotiation with the reconcilable elements of the Taliban, that is conservative Pashtuns who have been associated with the Taliban, that there will not be any long-term progress. So this has to happen at some stage. And he's indicated that we are having now these discussions, but they are not negotiations. And he laid down some criteria for negotiations, which were pretty firm.
And what were those criteria?
Well, the important ones were that the Taliban would give up their arms. And those were the negotiations, of course, with the British in Northern Ireland, with the Provisional IRA, and indeed Protestant elements. The other important one was that they would disassociate themselves from extreme groups, particularly transnational extreme groups. So we're saying cut themselves off from Al-Qaeda and other organizations of that sort.
Do you think negotiations, whenever and however they might happen, is the way to wrap things up in Afghanistan?
The pattern of successful counterinsurgency has always been that eventually there have to be negotiations. It doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean surrender. It doesn't mean failure.
Michael Codner with the Royal United Services Institute in London. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.